Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida L076508, Georgia 69178, Idaho MLO 208023796, Illinois 031.0058339, Missouri, North Carolina I210940, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
All right, so welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I am Debbie Marcoux. I am the Mortgage Mom, and every Wednesday at 1 o'clock Pacific time, I bring you guys my show. It is about everything, all things real estate and mortgage, and everything that is happening within our industry. So today was a really big day with our Fed meeting, so we are going to talk about that. I'm going to read you the comments from our Fed, Jerome Powell, and we're going to talk about what he is saying for interest rates, how much longer are they going to stay high, and what does that mean to you? So then we're also going to talk a little bit today about the whole NAR settlement, the National Association of Realtors. Everybody is talking about it. It's headline news, and I've received many questions from, you know, clients and past clients coming to me and saying, what does this really mean? Is this a bigger deal? You know, are they making it a bigger deal than what it truly is? So these are the two things that we are going to be talking about today on our show. Good stuff. Again, I am bringing you guys everything that is up to date and informational about all things real estate and mortgage, things that you do need to know about, things that you need to be aware of, especially when you're thinking about purchasing a home, trying to plan out your timing, interest rates, and all of the things that go along with it, inflation. If you want to stay up to date, if you want to be part of my show, if you want to watch, ask questions in the comments live during the show, you can do that. You can do it every week. If you have questions, I want you to put them into the feed. I want you to put them in the chat. I'm going to read them out loud and answer them for you. If you want to know when I go live so that you do not miss a show, we'll get my text message. It's that simple. You'll get one text message a week. We're going to give you what we're talking about that day and a link to join us. The majority of our followers and watchers and listeners are watching this on YouTube right now. I love YouTube. It's fantastic, but sometimes that's just not your platform. Maybe you prefer Instagram, which we've finally seemed to figure out to get you guys up and running live on Instagram. We are also streaming live on Facebook. So you pick your platform. It doesn't matter which one is your favorite. I can see your comments and your questions from all three, but you may see me actually read a question that you don't see in the chat, and that could be because it's coming from a different platform. So put those questions into the feed. If you're here and you're watching, let me know. Say hi. And again, this is an interactive show. I want you to ask your questions. The more questions that I get, the better the show is. You guys are getting the information that you're looking for. I'm answering the questions that my listeners want to know. So please don't hesitate to do that. Get interactive with me. We are going to take a super quick, less than 60 second break. And when we get back, I'm going to jump into the Federal Reserve, what they said today, and what does that mean for us. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Are you thinking about buying, refinancing, selling? Are you relocating to another state? Well, we are here to help you at Mortgage Mom Radio. Give us a call, go to our website, or send us a text message. The phone number is 844-935-3634. That's 844. We lend for you. WELEND and the number 4. Or head on over to that website at mortgagemomradio.com. Okay, so welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux. I am the Mortgage Mom, and today we're going to be talking Fed, and then we're going to get a little bit into what is going on with that NAR settlement, the National Association of Realtors. What is going on with it? What does it mean for you? We're not going to get really, really deep, so I do want to give you guys a little precursor to next week's show. We are going to actually devote next week's show to buyers and to sellers, what those changes mean for you, how are you going to move forward from here, and what does it all truly mean. So we are going to actually do our entire show next week on that, but I did want to bring it up because it does seem like it's been a very hot topic here this past week. It came out Monday morning as big, huge headline news, and it just hasn't stopped. So we are going to talk about that with you so that you do understand it and you can get yourself prepared, especially if you are a buyer or you are thinking about selling your home. These changes will affect you and you want to make sure that you are acting in the right way. So we're going to definitely hit that too. So let's start off with the Federal Reserve press release. I love to do this because I want you guys to hear word for word what was released, and then we'll talk a little bit about it and what you guys can anticipate is moving forward from here until our next Fed meeting, which is going to come in June. So here we go. Federal Reserve press release. This was at 2 p.m. Eastern time today. And it says, recent indicators suggest that economic activity has been expanding at a solid pace. Job gains have remained strong and the unemployment rate has remained low. Inflation has eased over the past year, but remains elevated. The committee seeks to achieve maximum employment and inflation at the rate of 2% over the longer run. The committee judges that the risks to achieving its employment and inflation goals are moving into better balance. The economic outlook is uncertain, and the committee remains highly attentive to inflation risks. In support of its goals, the committee decided to maintain the target range for the federal funds rate at 5.25% to 5.5%. In considering any adjustments to the target range for the federal funds rate, the committee will carefully assess incoming data, the evolving outlook, and balance of risks. The committee does not expect it will be appropriate to reduce the target rate until it has gained greater confidence that inflation is moving sustainably toward 2%. In addition, the committee will continue reducing its holdings of Treasury securities and agency debt and agency mortgage-backed securities as described in its previously announced plans. The committee is strongly committed to returning inflation to its 2% objective. In assessing the appropriate stance of monetary policy, the committee will continue to monitor the implications of incoming information for the economic outlook. The committee would be prepared to adjust the stance of monetary policy as appropriate if risks emerge that could impede the attainment of the committee's goals. The committee assessments will take into account a wide range of information, including readings on labor market conditions, inflation pressures and inflation expectations, and financial and international developments. So that was basically that was the statement. And then, of course, Jerome Powell always does a federal conference, press conference, which I did actually watch. And so what I took, and I can just give you what I took from it, right? We can all listen to what I just read, and we can all go in a completely different direction in what we just heard. So it is all about what are you interpreting from what you are hearing. So I do want to give you what I'm interpreting and exactly what all of that actually said today. So right now, the Fed funds rate, they raised it, we know that, a million times. I think it was 18 times that they raised it between 2022 and 2023. I mean, it was something crazy, and it might not have even been 18, but they raised it over and over and over again at every single meeting. So now since 2023, the last time that they did a rate increase was in July of 2023. We have not seen them increase that interest rate since. They have literally held it steady. In today's meeting here in March of 2024, they have held it steady again. Now, this is not a big surprise to me. There were many economists and financial advisors and such who were believing that the people that are playing within the market, they were believing that we could possibly see our first rate cut come March of 2024. This was after the Fed did speak with us in January of 24. I really didn't believe that that was going to happen, and it didn't happen. They have been talking, the Fed has said it over and over and over again, that their goal is higher for longer. As long as our economy and our job market can stay in good shape, that they were not going to budge from that higher for longer. They do still anticipate, I did listen to the press conference, and what I took of the press conference was that we will still see 2 to 3, probably 3 rate cuts this year in 2024. So with that having been said, we've actually seen our interest rates improve just a little bit today, which is fabulous. And a lot of my clients or and listeners, you know, think, well, they didn't change the rate, so why would interest rates get better today? So remember, and I've said this in many shows before, that interest rates are not directly tied to the Federal Reserve prime rate. Interest rates are actually tied to the market, very much like stocks. Some sort of news comes out and one stock can go up and one stock can dump. And interest rates are very similar. We are tied to mortgage-backed securities, and we are tied to treasuries and 10-year notes. And so it's what's happening in the market that is creating a buzz that is either driving interest rates up or down. Now, obviously, as the Fed funds rate does get cut and does start to come down, then the money that the banks need to lend you your money will start to get less expensive, which will help to drive interest rates down. But you have to think of it this way. Since July, we have actually not seen the Federal Reserve cut rates, yet we've seen our highest rates that we had of the year in October of 23, and then we started to see them come down, and they've been starting to ease, and they've been starting to get better. And as of today, with what the Federal Reserve did announce, the market liked it. So today we're seeing a nice uptick, and we're seeing interest rates come down a little bit. So we will start to see, as we see things getting closer and closer, and we're anticipating that that rate cut is almost here, we will start seeing that interest rates start getting a little bit better and a little bit better. So it is very, very exciting. And it was a really good meeting today. Again, I did not expect them to do any cutting today. 70%, the most recent note that I read right before going live right now. And remember, this all just happened within the last couple of hours. But the very last article that I read right before going live here was that 70% of experts are actually starting to price in, and they are starting their expectation and anticipation after the meeting today that we might see our first rate cut in that next meeting in June. I don't know if that's going to happen. I'm going to be honest with you. I've been saying for about the last 18 months that I did not think that we were going to see any rate cuts whatsoever until the beginning of fourth quarter of 2024. So if we do get that rate cut in June, I would be so excited and so happy to see that. That would be amazing. But the mortgage mom is kind of feeling like we're probably talking beginning of fourth quarter. I'm going to hold to that one, and we'll see if maybe you guys should have made me a bet and put some money on it. But either way, the greatest part about today is that we're just one step closer. Interest rates did not go up. Interest rates did stay. They are still very concerned about inflation, wanting to bring that down further. We did start to see some great improvement in the inflation, and then things kind of slipped a little bit backwards, which is keeping things higher for longer. But Federal Powell did say that the chairman, Federal Chairman Jerome Powell, did say that he expects that there would be some bumps in the roads. And so those bumps as of today were not concerning. They need to keep a very close watch on them, but not too concerning, in hopes that, again, these are just bumps in the road. And at the next meeting, when they look at the inflation data, that things will have started to continue to ease, which could put them in a position for considering when they will begin to start cutting rates. So again, I am the mortgage mom. I'm still going to go with, I think that the meeting after June, which will probably be, and I don't have the calendar in front of me right now, I'm live in studio, but that would either be late July or August, I'm kind of thinking might be the time that they cut rates. But I'm for sure that I am for sure that we will most likely see our first rate cut by the beginning of fourth quarter of 2024. So what does all of this mean to you? So what can you expect right now moving forward? Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. This is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Are you thinking about buying, refinancing, selling? Are you relocating to another state? Well, we are here to help you at Mortgage Mom Radio. Give us a call, go to our website, or send us a text message. The phone number is 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. WELEND and the number 4. Or head on over to that website at mortgagemomradio.com. Okay, so welcome back to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux. I am the Mortgage Mom. Today we are talking about the Fed and what does that mean for you? They held rates steady. The market is actually liking that quite a bit. So we've actually seen interest rates improve just slightly today, which was great. Again, it's about the hype of what is going on at the time, the announcements that are being made, which is going to fluctuate our mortgage rates. And then, of course, as the money to lend starts to get less expensive, as they start to cut interest, we will actually see mortgage rates come down because obviously the cost to borrow the money to lend it to you will get a little bit less expensive, helping to drive those interest rates down. But what exactly does it mean to you? Right before the break, I did say, you know, we're going to talk about what does this mean for you. So one of the things that we've talked about quite a bit on this show, especially this year and really starting kind of last quarter of 2023, was that we are going to see, as interest rates start to come down, we are going to start to see a lot of people who are willing or want to start to buy because interest rates are coming down. It's getting a little bit more affordable. They feel like it is the time now to get off of the hold train, get off of the fence and jump into the market. And so with that, as we see those interest rates start to come down, we're gonna actually see quite a bit more movement. I can tell you that the most recent data that just came out this week was that mortgage applications are up quite significantly. And with mortgage applications being up significantly also means that your demand is going to be more significant, more buyers on the street, and more competition for you if you are a buyer. And I've been trying to say this for quite some time. I don't believe that every single person should be trying to buy a home now with interest rates high to get ahead of the market. And so I want to make sure that I drive that point home. I don't want to be one of those people who are preaching at you that no matter what, you should be trying to buy right now. I think that there is a right time for every single person out there. But if this is your right time that you need to buy a home and that you want to buy a home, I do think that you should be trying to get ahead of the curve. So let me explain that a little bit. What do I mean by is it the right time for you? So if you own a home already and you've got a nice low interest rate and your goal would be to sell that home and go buy another for whatever that reason might be. You need a bigger home, you need a smaller home, you want to move out of state, you're retiring, whatever that reason is that you have those plans. Many of those homeowners have chosen to put those plans on hold because the home that they live in now, whether it's too big or whether it is too small, it is more affordable for them. They don't feel like it makes sense to sell that home right now and go get into another home with a much higher interest rate and a much higher monthly payment. It makes sense for their finances to just stay put and put their goals on hold at the time being. I actually think that those people are absolutely right, and there might be a lot of people that want to shoot me for that. I want you guys to make the best financial decision for you based on your monthly cash flow. So if that is the right decision for you right now, that makes sense. Now, are you a renter? Are you renting? Are you paying a landlord for where you live? Are you paying 100% interest because you are a renter? All of your money is going to somebody else who is going to utilize that property that you live in and that you pay for and most likely help to maintain. They are going to utilize that property for their benefit down the road, for their pocketbook, for their retirement, for their portfolio. If that is the situation where you are renting and you have been thinking, I really want to buy, I just don't like these interest rates today, Well, let me just tell you that when interest rates have come down and at that very first rate cut, and we can make this one a bet too, but at the very first announcement that the Fed is starting to cut rates, everybody is going to be very excited, and we are going to see a very massive change in the amount of applications and the amount of buyers that want to get out there and start looking at properties. We're also going to see a change in the people who have had their goal on hold, who have not put their home on the market. We will see more properties come to market, more listings come to market as well. So that is going to help, but it is not going to offset the number of people that need to buy with the amount of people that would like to sell. It's not going to offset. There is going to be a much bigger demand of buyers, and there is going to be a lot more competition in the market. So if you are one of those people, and we know that we've got probably 3 to 4 months right now that we're thinking that we're probably going to see that first rate cut, why are you sitting on the fence? Why have you not picked up the phone? Why have you not called us, gotten your free consultation, talk to us about buying a home? How much can you afford? How much do you need for the down payment? What is that monthly payment going to look like? And why aren't you talking to us right now about what can I do to make a home more affordable for my purchase today? We could be talking about 2-1 buy downs and getting that interest rate, you know, 2% lower than where it should be starting at, to give you the time for the market to adjust with that monthly payment, with a cash flow that is comfortable. And then when that market does adjust, then you refinance it into that permanent rate. There's a lot of things that we could be talking about right now, but you should be getting out and you should be getting ahead of the market. And if you haven't already, you should be going to our website. You should be going to mortgagemomradio.com. You should be booking an appointment on the website. You can get an appointment on Saturdays, Sundays. So 7 days a week, we've got appointments open and available. We will call you. We will talk to you. It is free. Just because you talk to us, we don't pull credit. We're going to actually have that consultation with you. We're going to find out, what do you earn? What are your monthly debts? How much do you have available for down payment? You all know that if you are in California right now, the big CalHAFA California Dream is coming, and the portal opens April 3rd to be part of that lottery. If you haven't started that application yet, you're missing out if you are a first-time buyer and a first-generational first-time buyer. So again, you guys need to be picking up the phone. We are right there on the cusp of what I believe that we are going to see as a very crazy, crazy time period in real estate, in selling and in buying, and you need to get ahead of the curve. So don't sit on your butt any longer if you're that person. Get yourself prepared. Get yourself pre-approved. And if you are a seller and you are thinking that you've been holding off and you've been waiting for better rates, but you know that you want to sell, well, guess what, seller? You need to also get yourself pre-approved, because you can't just assume that because you own a home today that you're going to be able to qualify for the next loan. You want to make sure that you have a loan in place before you go and you list that home for sale. So you should all be either calling my office or going to my website and scheduling yourselves an appointment to talk with me or one of the girls on my team. So again, that is mortgagemomradio.com. That is how you can book the appointment yourself. You can do it right through the website. You can call us. You can always call us. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844. We lend for you. WELEND and the number 4. If you found today's information interesting and you liked it and you want to know, you want to watch, you want to follow, you want to make sure that you don't miss a show, it is the exact same telephone number to text us as it is to call us. So it's the easiest thing. I try to make it all one platform, one phone number. But if you want to get that notification that we have gone live and you want to be able to join in and be part of the show, you are going to text the word LIVE, L-I-V-E, to 844-935-3634. That's 844. We lend for you. WELEND and the number 4. text the word live. I promise I do not spam you. I do not send you anything but what the topic is that day and the link to join the show. And that way you never miss it. So I would love it if you guys would do that. And again, same phone number to call the office to talk with us about getting yourself ready, getting yourself prepared, and making sure that you are ready to go, because things are changing and they're changing quick. And even though the Federal Reserve did not cut rates today, I walked away very excited and very optimistic about what I heard, what I read, and what I was watching. So that is fantastic. So Heidi did jump on at the beginning of the show and I didn't say anything. And she says, hi, all. Happy Wednesday. Chief Manny got on. So I love that. He's working behind the desk here for me with all of the equipment. He says, hi, guys. So Chief Manny coming to you guys from my team saying hi to you. Nikki did jump on and says, great info today. Thank you, Nikki. You are very, very welcome. I love that you join in as well. Nikki is a fabulous real estate agent, you guys, in the state of Arizona. So if you are looking for somebody, reach out to me. We've got tons of realtors that we work with, and anybody that we work with, we absolutely stand behind and know that they do an amazing job for our clients. And that is going to roll me into the next topic that I promised to talk about today, which was this whole NAR settlement. At the beginning on Monday, it was all over the place, and sellers are going to sell homes different and buyers are going to buy homes differently. And I've had a lot of calls and a lot of emails and people saying, can you explain this to me? I just really don't understand what I'm hearing. And I've got people that are asking me, you know, I'm a first time buyer. I barely have my money scraped together for my down payment and my closing costs. And now I'm going to have to pay commissions to a buyer's agent, and this is going to get me out of the market. And I just, you know, I want to make sure that I quickly touch base on just a couple of pieces about that and what is going on. I do want to start it off with, it is a subject, it is a topic for news, okay? So we are always going to make it always exciting, always bigger than what it probably is going to turn out to be. So don't get frustrated. Don't feel like anything is going to change as far as you being able to buy a house, but how you do buy that house is going to change just a little bit. There are going to be some things that you're going to have to do just a little bit differently. So we're going to go to a super quick break. Why Not says happy today, everyone. So Why Not, thank you so much for joining. Love seeing you here on the show. We're going to take that super quick break for my Go Country listeners. If you guys want to hear what I have to say about that settlement, go on over to my YouTube channel and watch my most recent live. But next week, just like I said, for everybody that is listening, we are going to actually super deep dive into that. We're going to give buyers some tips. We're going to give sellers some tips. We're going to talk about things in depth about that settlement, about that lawsuit, and how things are going to be changing to help you get prepared. That is what Mortgage Mom Radio is all about. It is getting you prepared, educated, and ready to buy your home in the best way possible. So Go Country, I love you guys. You're going to miss the rest of today's show. And everybody else, let's run that commercial and we'll be right back. This is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Are you thinking about buying, refinancing, selling? Are you relocating to another state? Well, we are here to help you at Mortgage Mom Radio. Give us a call, go to our website, or send us a text message. The phone number is 844-935-3634. That's 844. We lend for you. WELEND and the number 4. Or head on over to that website at mortgagemomradio.com. All right, thanks, guys. So here we are. We are back. It is Mortgage Mom Radio. And just like I've said to you guys numerous times, I take the sound from this show and I actually send it to the radio station to rerun basically on Saturday mornings. So for those of you that are here with me now doing this with me live today, I absolutely love it. You guys can see me do it right here in studio. You hear the sound. Absolutely nothing changes from this live one to the radio, except for they don't get to see me and they don't get to see me make mistakes when I make them. But this is the same content that they are listening to, but you guys are getting it 3 days early. So we are going to talk really, really fast about this, the National Association of Realtors, the lawsuit, what is going on. And then, like I said, we are going to deep dive into it next week. Now, here's why. A lot of people have gotten on. A lot of people have talked about it already. They've given opinions. They've said what's happening. I am not that person. I like to read, I like to explore, I like to investigate. I want to make sure that the information that I am bringing to you is knowledgeable, that it is correct information, and that you can trust what you are hearing from me. So I'm not going to get super, super deep into it. I'm going to give you a very basic general overview. But next week, we are definitely going to get very deep into it because I have already started my research. I've actually got a PowerPoint started where I've been starting to make notes, even on every single kind of loan program that is available, which loan programs are going to let you guys ask for how much money from a seller. So we are going to get very deep into that next week, and it'll be a really great show. So do not miss it. Make sure, if you have not already, that you get my notification when I do go live. Text the word live to 844-935-3634. I can see that Karen jumped on. She's my mother-in-law. Thank you, Karen. You are my second biggest fan outside of my dad. And she says, thank you for keeping us informed, and you are very welcome. Why Not says, a bit ago, you mentioned CalHAFA, I think it was. Can you explain what that is? So CalHAFA is a California Housing Authority. California, I'm trying to remember how it goes, CalHAFA, the California Housing and Finance Authority. Sorry, I had to do that in my head here in studio. And they actually offer down payment assistance to many home buyers that are looking in the state of California. So if you are looking in another state, that would not be a down payment assistance program that would be for you. But they do have many different programs through CalHAFA that are offered to first-time buyers. And they have a new program that is, the portal will be opening up, and you actually have to go in as a lottery. So you have to hope to get selected for this lottery in order to take advantage of this new program called California Dream Shared Appreciation Program. And so I can definitely take anybody that is interested in that program. I can give you the nuances of it, and I can help to get you pre-approved, to get you the certificate that you need in order to enter into this lottery system. But the best thing that you could do is actually schedule a consultation, call my office, book an appointment, go to my website, book an appointment. That way we can talk one off with you, make sure that you will qualify based on the guidelines of the program for the program. And then we'll get you started with the application. You have to go to the website. You got to do a bunch of training, not a bunch, but you do have to do a workshop that they require as a first time buyer to even be entered into the lottery system. So we'll take you through that one-on-one if that is something that you're interested in. But great question, Why Not? I love it. Thank you so much for doing that. And I want to, again, remind everybody, you're all welcome to send me your questions or put them into the feed, and I'll read them out loud and answer them for you. So let's get back really quick to this National Association of Realtors lawsuit. So the gist of it is, I'm just going to give you guys the gist, is basically, there were sellers that got very upset that they felt that they were paying for the commissions for the buyer's agent, that nothing was negotiable. So just like, as if you're selling your home, you get to negotiate with the listing agent how much that you are willing to pay them for doing the services for the sale of the home. All of the time, up to today's date, the seller would pay. Let me back up. The majority of the time when you list your home with a real estate agent, you are offering a commission that is split between the listing agent and the buyer's agent. So basically, the listing agent is taking the money that they have agreed to with the seller. So let's call it 6%, just for numbers. They've agreed to pay 6% to the listing agent for the sale of the home to represent them. The listing agent says, I am going to share that 6%, and I'm going to offer 3% to another agent who would bring a buyer in to purchase your home. So it is a shared split commission, okay? So that's basically how it typically works. There have been times that I have actually seen a buyer pay the commission for their personal agent. It is very, very rare, but I have seen it happen. So this is basically what the lawsuit was all about. The sellers felt that they didn't really have the opportunity to negotiate what the buyer's agent was getting paid, and that if they could have negotiated this fee, that it would somehow have saved them additional money. Okay, and everybody else may take this and may look at what the lawsuit was all about, and they may have a different interpretation. This is my interpretation as the mortgage mom. So what does that mean now? So they're basically saying that come July, once the settlement has been agreed to, that the National Association of Realtors is agreeing to change, how things are done in future transactions, and basically leaving it up to the seller to negotiate the commission. And it's up to the seller if they choose to offer a buyer commission. If they don't offer a buyer commission, then the buyer would have to pay the commission to their agent who is representing them. So it does get, it will change how things work moving forward. Now, there's going to be ways that we can get around that. There are going to be ways that you can still write into contracts. You can ask the seller to pay for the commission for the buyer. There's going to be seller credits that can be offered depending on the loan program that you get into or that you select or choose to use, is going to determine how much of a seller credit that you can ask for, which loan programs are going to be actually allow a buyer to pay the commission for the real estate agent. So this is where we're going to go really deep dive. This is where we're going to get into each different kind of loan program. How much can you ask from a seller? Can you as a buyer pay the commission? What is it going to mean to you between your real estate agent and you as a buyer moving forward? Because that relationship is going to change a little bit with these changes. And then what is that going to mean for you, seller, with your changes with a real estate agent? So we are going to deep dive into this. Like I said, I don't really like to talk about things. I don't want to go too deep into it. I don't want to start blurbing things and giving you information that is absolutely inaccurate. I'd rather take my time and not be the first one to the street with the info. I'm going to take my time. I'm going to research everything about it. And I'm going to actually invite a couple of real estate agents to come on with us for next week's show. So it will be a very good show. And I do want to make sure that you guys know that that's what we're going to be talking about well in advance. So again, if you don't want to miss that show, you don't want to hear what we have to say, because this is going to be a show that's coming from the lending side, the lending perspective, since I am a loan officer. I am a mortgage loan officer. I'm going to bring this to you from the lending side and what you can and can't do. So if you do not want to miss that show, make sure that you guys get the text message. You are going to text the word LIVE, LIVE, to 844-935-3634. That's 844. We lend for you. WELEND. And the number 4. Again, word LIVE. Just text LIVE. No quotations, no opt me in, just LIVE, LIVE, to that phone number. That is the same phone number that you are going to call us at if you'd like to get your consultation started. You can go to my website, go to mortgagemomradio.com, and you can book yourself an appointment right there for the consultation. We all learned that the Fed left rates the same today. We all learned that they are still planning on rate cuts this year. We all know that we are starting to inch very quickly into the 2024 year. Can you believe it? We are already more than halfway through March, which is, it's coming so, so fast. Before you know it, we are going to snap our fingers and we are going to be at Thanksgiving again. So knowing that that's all coming, knowing that rates are on their way down, knowing that at that first rate cut, things are going to get crazy, knowing that mortgage applications have already started to tick up and be the highest numbers that we've seen for quite some time, you need to get on the bandwagon. If you have been thinking about buying a home or selling a home and you have not gotten pre-approved and you've been waiting for those rate cuts to come, don't wait too long. Don't be behind. Don't be out there trying to, bargain with others and get into the middle of all of that where you're having to go up against multiple offers and you have way too much competition. Get in, do it now. Get ahead of the curve. Get yourself your pre-approval started. So with that, I'm going to end the show. I don't see any more questions came in, but I'd love it if you guys would all join me every Wednesday right here, 1 p.m. Pacific time. I want you to ask your questions. I want you to put them into the chat. I want to read them out loud and I want to answer them for you. And I want to bring you guys all of the best education and information that I can surrounding real estate and mortgage. So with that, I hope you guys all have a fabulous rest of your Wednesday, and I'll see you guys for a real big show next week. Talk to y'all real soon. Bye-bye.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida L076508, Georgia 69178, Idaho MLO 208023796, Illinois 031.0058339, Missouri, North Carolina I210940, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926.
She's a mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.